Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Meseches Chulin Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin right in the middle of the Amud at the two dots. Ben Shmoy Nochai Bechu. Okay, so this links back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah made a point to say that sometimes shechita on an animal, although it cannot permit it for consumption, for instance, you have an animal which is deemed treifa, okay, it has an internal defect, it will never be eaten, it's asr. But the shechita performed on that animal, although it won't accomplish edibility, but it will accomplish something else. It will protect it from becoming tummy. So rather than just being considered a dead animal, the shechita actually spears that status. It prevents it from sliding into an avedal status. It is not going to generate tumah. And unlike a non-kosher animal, behemoth tumeya, where shechita has no say in the matter. Okay, so even with shechita, that animal will generate tumah. Yeah, that's because ein b'mina shechita. There's no shechita in that min, in that type, in that category of animal. So shechita there is not a player. It's not relevant, as opposed to a kosher animal, where shechita is a player. Although this particular one is a treifa and cannot really benefit much from the shechita, but at least the shechita will accomplish to spare it from becoming tummy. And the Mishnah concludes with a closing statement, conceding that, yeah, you know, there's a case actually of a kosher animal where shechita has no positive impact. That's a ben shmoina. Ben shmoina is an undeveloped animal fetus. An 8-month, you know, he's not full term, not 9 months, he's only 8 months. In this case, and we're not talking that it was found inside the mother animal after shechita, of course, in that case it's mutter, it's one and the same with the mother. We're speaking that he was, you know, born under term, undeveloped. He's not a fully developed, he's not considered a real animal. And in this case, shechita will not benefit him whatsoever. And you know why? Because he's a different type, a different category. You're right, there is no shechita relevant in this type of creature. It's like a new breed, the Spanish mind. As opposed to a fully developed, fully grown sheep, goat, ox, where shechita was done, although it's a treifa animal, nevertheless, but in this type, in this category of animals, we have shechita. And therefore, it can impact it regardless of its treifa condition. V'atanya, says the Gemara, we have a braisa. Ben shmoinachai yuchiach. That actually, by looking at the ben shmoina, this undeveloped fetus, who was born alive and shechita was attempted at it, yuchiach, that disproves our point. How? Sha'afal b'shiyesh b'minoy shechita. In this braisa, we seem to consider even a ben shmoina as one that has shechita in its type. It's part of a group that has shechita. Nevertheless, ein shechita samita rasai. Despite being part of a greater, you know, group which relates to shechita, nevertheless, shechita on this particular ben shmoina will not help it in any way, will not spare it from becoming tummy. And therefore, the same could be said about any animal which is a treifa. Shechita can't help it. Just like the unkosher animal, where shechita is not a player. And this is in contrast to our Mishnah, which didn't seem to be concerned about the ben shmoina. That's its own category. Its own category of animals, which has no relation to shechita. And certainly shechita can't impact it, because it doesn't relate to shechita. And here in the Braisa, it does. What does the Braisa mean? I mean, you would think a Ben Shmoyna really does not relate to Shchita. You can't do Shchita on a Ben Shmoyna. It wouldn't become kasha. It wouldn't become Amrav Kahana. Yesh b'mino Shchita agav imoy. The Braisa relates a Ben Shmoyna to Shchita not on account of itself. You're right. You can't really shechta Ben Shmoyna. It's considered undeveloped. You can never be matter that for achilat. Agav imoy is what the Braisa means. Were it to be still in the mother's stomach during the mother's shchita, it would be covered by the mother's shchita. So, in a sense, Eben Shemayna, although he doesn't have shchita in his own right, but he does relate to shchita on account of his mother. Vatana didan mina di imoy leparuch. Our Tana wasn't concerned about this. That it relates to the mother and he's part of the mother's category. That's we're focusing on the actual undeveloped fetus on his own, and on his own he has no shechita, so he's not part of our equation. Because I can't disprove or shed light in any way on the question of whether shechita done on a fully developed kosher animal, which happens to be a treifa, will it impact it somewhat to the extent that it spares it from tahar, from tumah? Very possible. Despite the fact that Ben Shmoyna doesn't, because Ben Shmoyna is out of the Shechita realm. Ulahai Tana de Paruch. But according to the Tana of the Braisa, which seems to consider Ben Shmoyna within the realm of Shechita, at least on account of his mother, and still, if you do Shechita on this Ben Shmoyna, it has no positive effect. So back to the question, so why would we say that every kosher animal that happens to be a treifa, shchita can help it from becoming tamei? Why would it be different than an unkosher animal? Well, shchita has no positive benefit. And you can't say, well, a kosher animal is different because it's part of the, there is shchita in its type. Well, a ben shmoyna has shchita in its type, i.e. on account of its mother, and still the shchita doesn't help him much. So then why can't we just compare every treifa to an unkosher animal? Shchita has no impact whatsoever. Look, if it's not going to permit you and go all the way, it does nothing. L'haytana de parach. So according to the Tana that we just mentioned, that refutes our point, then treifa de shchitosa matarasa menola. How does he know? The basic fact that by a kosher animal, fully developed, which happens to be a treifa, where the shchita can't really permit it for consumption, how do we know at least it does tahara that protects it from tumah? Why would it be different than an elephant, a camel, a non-kosher animal where shchita has no say? He must have another source. Nafkale midar avidom harav. Oh, the Amar avidom harav. Amar lasam say it was a bris. Masi satana. Amar korei v'pasik. That even when shchita cannot accomplish both objectives, even if it can't be matar la'achila, but at least it can protect it from becoming tam. Amar korei v'chiyomis v'nabehema. If some of the animal dies, it becomes a treifa. Sometimes, an avail, I mean, and generates tumah, sometimes, and sometimes not. Miktsas behema matama, sometimes it is matama, miktsas behema matama, sometimes not. Ve'ezoizu, which is the exception to treifa, shashachta. There you go. An animal which is unwell, a treifa, you can't eat it. But the shchita, at least, will spare it from becoming an avail. So that's the bottom line. Shchita on a treifa is matar from becoming an avail, either because of the source, or because of the mishnas. Rationalization and differentiation between that and a behemet me. Boy Rav Hoshi. Here comes a new question. Hoshi es yadoi lumei behema. As we're going to see in the next Mishnah, we discussed this in the past as well, a ben pekua, meaning an unborn animal found inside the mother after shchita, will be mutter and covered by the mother shchita. But let's say it's a fully developed 9-month, full term unborn animal. Kontra Rav Meir, it's not covered by the mother shchita. It needs its own shchita. Kontra Rabban, it is. Okay, here goes. Hoishiv des yadav mei behema. Stuck his hand into the animal. Stomach. V'shach ben teschai. He took his knife and he did shchita on the full term unborn animal inside the mother's stomach. Mao. What happens? Is it mutter or not? Now, tiboy the Rav Meir. This question could be posed according to Rav Meir, who says that a ben teschai needs his own shchita. it can be presented according to the Rabbanon as well. Explains the Gemara. Tibay the Rameir. The question arises according to Rameir, who says that a ben tes chai needs his own shechita. At kan lekam Rameir. Perhaps Rameir only says that ben pekua ton shechita, a fully developed, a full term unborn animal discovered inside his mother after shechita, requires his own shechita because he's his own. His own thing. That's only true if he left out, you know, the environment. He went out and he was exposed to the environment outside. He was born. So once he's born, he gains his own independence. But in this case, he's still tucked inside. Inside his mother. Perhaps shechita is not effective in that type of setting. You have to wait until he's born. I don't know what you can say. On the other hand, afilu l'rabban, even going to Rabban who say that even if fully developed, ben pekua is covered by the mother shechita, there are two options. You can choose to have it covered by the mother's shechita, you can choose to shecht him on his own. There's an expression here, dalat simanim, ach shebe rachmana. Typically, shechita is done on two simanim, right? The two tubes. Typically it's two. Here you have a choice of four. You can either choose to shecht the mother's simanim and exempt the unborn, or shecht the unborn directly. Amar Chananya Tashma, I will attempt to prove this, to resolve this question from our mission. Just to mention that a treifa, right, an animal which has a serious defect, can still do shechita on it, at least to spare it from becoming an avela. And it's very different than an unkosher animal, because here it had a shasa kosher, had a moment in time before it became defective, before it got this injury. So it had that potential to become mutar b'achila as well. That was, you know, part of the discussion now in Mishnah. Toshma harisha noidol treifa min abetin. And the Mishnah countered and responded to that by saying, well, it depends when the injury happened. Let's say it was born with it. Shnod the treifa nabatan. In that case, you can never do a proper shechita on it, timater it, because it was born with this defect. End quote. Now, why is that so? No shechita is relevant. No shechita is possible. He was born defective. What about shechting him before he was born, inside? If you can do so, right? If it means, if it is so, if in fact it's true that you can shecht pre-birth, even in this case, where it was born defective, it could still have had a moment in time of potentiality for a proper shechita inside the mother's stomach. The boy, because if he wishes, he inserts his hands, and he shechts inside, Amalei, Rava. Says Rava, you're right, the Mishnah is not talking about born with a defect. It was formed with a defect from inception. Amalei Rava, Tani, we'll revise the Shinoitro Trefa Minabot. The Mishnah means it was conceived as a Trefa way back when. Umashkarasla, for instance, Balas Heraglai. It was born with five legs, with three hind legs. That happened from conception. It was conceived that way. So it never had a moment in time that'll be kasher. And that's what the Mishnah means. So back to our question, it can very well be that you can shecht inside. The Mishnah is not talking about a case which would lend to that. Continues the Mishnah. So the shechita was done on the mother animal, and they discovered a ben pekua inside. The motzaba ben shmoina chai. Either he was an undeveloped, not a full term, only an 8-month fetus, alive, or without life, a ben tisha mace, or he was a full term 9-month unborn, you know, calf, but he was lifeless. In these cases, all agree it's covered by the mother shechita. Even Rameir agrees. Koyroi, so he opens the ben pekua without shechita, he rips it up, moitias damai, extracts the blood. So although Rashi points this out, although the chelev the fat, which is typically forbidden in an animal, in this case it's mutter, because it's all one big clump, it's part of the mother's flesh, it's, it doesn't have its own independent identity, so it's not really called chelev. He's not really his own animal, he's not his own chelev, right? It's just one big chunk of flesh. Umaytzias dam, but dam is different, because dam, Farshim explained, is, you know, part of the general, you know, circulatory system of the mother animal. So although you wouldn't really consider this necessarily life, a life force, blood, dam ha-nefesh, but it's certainly considered dam ha-ivarim, blood that you would find in the ivarim of the animal, which is asur. There's no karis on it, it's not the most severe level of blood, but there's a malchus upon eating it. So everything except for the blood is mutter. Oh, here comes the machlekes. Motza ben tisha chai. What if he found inside the mother a ben tisha, full term animal chai alive? Ton shchita. According to Rav Meir, it needs its own shchita. It's not covered by the mother. V'chayev boisei lesbenoi. If he wishes to shech the mother and his offspring, he can't do it on the same day because, right, you can't. Divrei Meir, chacham oimrim. No shchita required for the offspring. Shchita simim tarasa. Shchita of the mother covers it. No problem. Despite being full term and fully developed, we turn to the base. Rav Shem Shazuri Aymer, he takes it a step further. Afilu ben chamesh shanim, you have this ben pekua, 5 years old, big husky animal, v'chayrish besad out in the field working for you. Shchitas imam etarosai. Don't worry about shchita; it's covered by the mother's shchita way back when. And even though it appears like a full animal and it's in a way confusing, why you? Not to worry. Concludes the Mishnah. Let's say there was no shchita done on the mother. So all this is where shchita was done on the mother, it covers the child. But kara, he rips open the mother without shchita, matzah b'mentes chai. He does a surgical operation and he uncovers a full term inside. So on shchita, of course, and it's on shchita, v'shaloi nishchat ha'ima, because there's no shchita on the mother. Amar b'zon v'eshi. Quite l'chachamim, even a full term ben pekua is covered by the mother. That only pertains to matters of shchita. It's covered by the mother. Shchita, you can eat it. As opposed to other matters, where it's considered its own full animal. What are you excluding? What are you referring to? As opposed to the chelev of the ben pekua, the gid hanoshe, and you're suggesting that they're asur, like any other full animal. Really? Chelev de mai? Which chelev are we talking about? Ilim chelev de shlil, the chelev of the shlil of the unborn. Well, it really depends on whether you consider it covered by the mother or not. It links to that discussion, right? Meaning, if the mother shchita covers it, which indicates that the ben pekua doesn't have his own identity, is not his own animal, so the chelev inside is mutter, and vice versa, vice versa. Miflek pligi. It depends on this machlek, this anya. We have a brisa, gid hanoshe noeg b'shlil v'chal b'yosr. The Rav Meir, contra Rav Meir, this full-term ben pekua is not covered by the mother. He's his own person, own animal. So it's gid hanoshe, and it's chelev is asr. Rabbi Doimer, no, it's mutter. It's just a chunk of meat. Ein noeg b'shlil v'chal b'mutter. There's no gid hanoshe, there's no chelev. V'amar b'zom v'yishi explains to us that, in fact, it's linked to the machlekes in the Mishnah, right? Machlekes ben tes chai. The machlekes that we just discussed is by the full-term ben pekua, alive and well, in the mother's stomach, after shchita. And this is, you know, based on this question, whether the mother shchita covers it. Hamvalach Rameir says that the chelev and gidanosh applies, l'shita asai, is consistent with his opinion that it's his own animal. Rabbi l'shita asai, Rabbi says it's covered by the mother, so it's mut. So there's no difference between whether it's a discussion about the shchita, about the chelev, about the gid, it's all one big package. El l'chel by the gid. Rather, perhaps when Rav Eshia says that there's something that is not part of this equation, that's the chelev of the gid. So the gid is the actual nerve, gid anosh, and then you have the chelev, which is the fat around it. And perhaps, regarding the chelev, which we're going to see is only the Rabbana, perhaps it's not an issue by the even by the full term ben pekua, even Rav Meir would agree you can have it. No, again it links to the same achlekes. Miflag pligi, there's the same achlekes there as well. The sani get anasha. How far reaching is the Gilan Nash? Mechatet Achar B'chol Makom Shehu V'Chotech Sham Namikar. According to Rabbi Meir, you dig in all the way into the, you know, deep into the skin, into the flesh, and pull them out. V'Chotech Sham Namikar, and pull out with the fat all the way from the root, from the bottom. And this is even by a Ben Pekua. B'chol Makom, in any situation, no difference. Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's all Asher. No, you don't have to dig down and uproot it from the, you know, from the source. Just trim it, whatever is, you know, shayfi is the glob of flesh there. You just have to sort of trim the giranasha, you know, the protruding part. But the right, so the chelav that's on top, but the chelav that's deep inside. So the gid on top and the chelav on top. The chelav is the fat, which is asam in rabbanan. It looks like the gid, but deep inside, the shirashin of the chelav is mutter. In any case, clearly according to our mayor, we don't differentiate between a regular animal and pakua. You got to clean out everything. So what then did he mean when he said that this full-term ben pakua, according to rabbanan, is only covered by the mother's shechita regarding shechita issues and not other matters? Ella Yitmar, Yitmar, rather, was learned like this. Amar Rabbi Yeshia. Our Mishnah relates to eating matters. When the Chacham permitted the Pen Pekua, it's limited to matters of eating. You could eat it without Shechita, you could eat the Chelev, the Gid, it's a glob of meat in the mother. As opposed to Alamuti, as opposed to Roivai. If a person physically interacts inappropriately with Choreshboi, or regarding plowing with it, hitching it up with another type of animal, which is Kilayim, right? A different type, you're not allowed to do that. So, yeah, regarding Achila matters, the Pekua is covered. Regarding behavioral matters, in that case, we treat it like any other animal. It's not like a piece of flesh. Regarding other matters, it has Alach like any animal. Kilayim, etc. Omar Rav Shimon Lakish. Here comes another question. So the Rabbanan permit a full term ben pekua due to the mother shechita, and that covers the chelav as well. About the dam, the blood of that ben pekua. Omar Rav Shimon Lakish. So according to Rav Lakish, it goes hand in hand. So according to Rav Yehuda, who allows consumption of the ben pekua, allows the chelav as well. And allows the blood as well. Livrei Matar B'Chelboi, the one that permits the Chelev, i.e. Rav Yehuda Matar B'Dam, allows the blood as well. It's just, you know, one big glob. Livrei Oeser B'Chelboi, however, according to Rav Meir, it says that the Ben Pekua is not covered by the Shechita, the Chelev is also it's like a behemoth, like a full-term animal. Oeser B'Dam, so the blood is off-limits as well. It goes hand in hand. Rabbi Yechon Amar, he disagrees. Af even the one that allows the chelav, oisher b'dami, the blood is off limits. We'll explain this all in a minute. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has a question from the Mishnah. That the blood is off limits. Kairoi, you can rip open the ben pekua without shechita. Moitzi es dama, you have to extract the blood. The blood is off limits. How could you say it's mutter? No, Amar Zera. He never meant that it's mutter. He just meant to say it's not called dam hanefesh. It's not considered, you know, life force blood. But it doesn't have its own life, the ben pekua. It's not considered life blood. Loi mashein arish karis. All Rosh Lakish meant to say is that there's no karis on this blood. Of course, it's like, you know, regular blood from the limbs, and where there's a lav. There's a lav, not to eat it, but it doesn't have the higher level, the higher strictness of a of dam hanefesh, life blood, life force blood, because it doesn't have its own life. It's a ben pekua, which is sort of a piece of the mother's flesh. Says the Gemara, hold it, but we're speaking according to the shita that covers the ben pekua by the mother's shita, which is Rabbi Yehuda, right? Now Rabbi Yehuda considers even non-life forced blood on the same level, in a way, like life forced blood. It's a curse on that. So what'd you gain? Leman Kamrin, who are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda, Kunt Rabbi Yehuda. Well, lo yehel damatamtzis. Kunt Rabbi Yehuda, even not the initial, you know, forceful blood, even the damatamtzis, which trickles out afterwards, one eats it, there's curse. And this blood is no different. The son, you have a price of damatamtzis. This damatamtzis that's sort of squeezed out of the Vashara. There's only a lav on that. That's the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda, no, be a curse. There's curse on this as well. Says the Gemara. Tirgum Rav Yosef Breider of Salah Chasida. He explained, he resolved this issue, come here, Rapapa, Rapapa. Isle Rav Yehuda, Dam V'chol Dam. According to Rav Yehuda, you know why Dama Tamtis, which is a lower level, it's like three levels of blood, just to get it clear, there's the Dama Nefesh, the blood which represents the life force of an animal. All agree there's curse upon eating that. There's Dama Tamtis, which sort of trickles out afterwards, which is subject to Machlekes. Chacham said there's no curse, only a lav. According to Rabida, it says V'chol Dam, V'chol covers this as well. Isle Rabida, Dam V'chol Dam. Rabida is based on the pasuk of Dam V'chol Dam. And then we have something called Dama Ivarim. You know, you squeeze some blood out of the, you know, the foot. That's called Dama Yivarim. All agree that's the lowest level. There's only a lav on that. Okay, so back to the mid-level, Dama Tamtzis. So the Dam that we find in the Ben Pekuah, even though you won't consider a Dama Nefesh, because it doesn't have its own life, but at least let it be considered Dama Tamtzis, right? Which according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav. There's a chorus based on V'chol Dam. Islay the Rabbi Yehuda is based on the pasuk which says V'chol Dam. Dam, it could have said Dam V'chol Dam covers even the Dama Tamtzis. And there's a correlation. There's a linkage between the two, according to Rish Lakish at least. Kolecha the Machayv Dama Nefesh. In a situation, a regular animal where there's Dama Nefesh, Machayv Dama Tamtzis. If there's liability for Dama Nefesh, so even if it's level two, there's Chiv Kares as well. They're linked. V'cholecha d'loy Machayv Dama Nefesh. But in this Ben Pekuah, there's no concept of Dama Nefesh. There's no level one. Likewise, there's no level two. So at most, according to Rish Lakish, it will be considered level 3, there's a lav. But according to Rabbi Yechon, he doesn't hold of this correlation between level 1 and level 2. Even if he can't have a level 1, it's still considered level 2, and there is chorus on that as well. Okay, so bottom line is, you find a full-term Ben Pekuah in the mother after Shechita. According to Rabbi Meir, requires its own Shechita. According to Rabban, it's covered by the mother Shechita. You can have the Basar, you can have the Chelev. Dam, you can't. According to Rish Lakish, it's only Alav, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's even Karis. Now comes another question regarding this full-term Ben Pekuah. Yiboilu, my lifta is Ben Pekuah. Could I do pidyon, redemption, using this sheep that popped out of his mother's stomach after Shechita? Full-term sheep. Doesn't need its own Shechita, according to Rabbanon. And I happen to have a firstborn donkey. Petra Chamar. I want to make a pidyon Petra Chamar. Give the, you know, the sheep to the kain instead of the... Now this question would not apply to Rameir. The Kivan de Omar, since he says it needs its own Shechita, then it's its own animal. It's a regular animal like anything else. Of course it's suitable for redemption purposes. Toyin Shechita, Sema'al, it's a regular set, it's a regular sheep. Kite Belech Liv de Rabban, the question is going to Rabban. Damach, you say, Shechita Simim Tarase, the mother Shechita covers it. No. How would you define this sheep here? My, what's his status regarding redemption purposes? Given the Amri Shechita Simut HaRasa, once they consider the mother Shechita as coverage for this, so perhaps it's not considered like an animal. Kibisra, it's like a piece of meat, but they cool in a basket hole. Piece of meat. Now, if this piece of meat would be worth as much as this donkey, then Rashi says you can use it, because you can use any item of value which corresponds to the value of the... But it was speaking that it's not matching up in value. It's worth less. Now, if it were considered a real animal, then you can use it. And that's the question. Is it a real animal or just a piece of meat? Or you can say, no, the fact is, he walks and talks like a sheep. Kivan de roit vasli, he's running there, roit vasli, he's running back. He looks like a sheep. Seh. The label seh can be applied to karina, but you can apply it to it. Mazurcho amar, Machlekes, he says, ain't poitin, you can't use it. Rav Ashi amar poitin, you could use it. Amar Rav Ashi, Mazurcho, why not? My daitich. What are you based on? The pasuk, the gamris. It says seh over here by the redemption. It says the seh by, you know, the carbon pesach, and psachim, we connect the two. Just like over there by the pesach, he can't use this. You know why? He wasn't born naturally. Pasuk excludes a yoytzei doif and something which wasn't born naturally. Since he did not really undergo a proper birth experience, he's not suitable for a carbon. So perhaps he can't use it for pidyon petach amar either. Well, if you're making a correlation, make it all the way. Ima lahalan, if that's the case, and just like over there by Pesach, you have many more requirements. It has to be a zohar, a male animal, tamim, unblemished, a ben shama within the first year of birth. Are you going to require all those requirements by pidyon petach amar? Of course not. Af kan here as well, zohar, tamim ben shana. Well, the answer to that is, it says tifta twice in the pasuk, redeem, redeem, which covers all these possibilities as well. Tifta, reba covers all those. Okay, so if it covers those, let it cover the bepekuah as well. E tifta, reba, if you're going to include from tifta, afilu kamilinam, include even this case too. So what's your question? Imkain sesema hanile, if I'm going to cover every possible scenario, then what about the seh? Like the reshava. That I need to conform somewhat to the standards of the current Pesach, and it's more likely, Rashi says, that I'm going to, if I have to pick something and rule it out, it's more likely the Ben Pekuah to be a problem than the fact that he's underage and all that. Here it's like reminiscent of a piece of meat, and therefore this one cannot be used for Pidyon Petach Amar. Here comes another question. Iboilu. Again, back to the same Ben Pekuah. Ma'o limna is Bairishan Vesheni. So he shechted the mother. Okay, the mother is now a piece of meat. Oichel, susceptible to tumah. Right? So if something touches the mother animal, it's a piece of meat, it becomes tummy. Likewise, the unborn inside is also a piece of meat. It doesn't need shechitas. It's oichel, it's food like anything else. So it becomes tummy. The question is like this. Are they two items or one? So let's say the mother animal became a rishon l'tumah. The animal is still embedded inside. Is it also rishon l'tumah because it's one and the same entity? Or do we say no, it's like two separate things. This is a rishon, and the inside is a sheni. What about counting on it? Rishon v'sheni. Rabbi Yechon Amar, you have to count. The mother is a rishon, and the ben pekuah is a sheni. After all, it's a separate thing, separate item. Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amar says no. It's all one and the same piece of meat. Ain't money by rishon v'sheni. You don't count rishon v'sheni. You know why not? It's like ke'ego is like a nut, hameskashkesh, which is rattling with klipasa in its shell, which is protecting it. So the mother animal is sort of protecting it. It's one and the same entity. Eisvei Reb Shimon Lakish, he had a question of Rabbi Yechanan. You're saying that Ben Pekuah is like a separate item? Here comes an interesting halacha. We had this a couple of days ago, where we had the arm of the Uber which went out of bounds, right? And then the shechted the mother, Habasar Magan Avela. The rest of the Uber, which was in contact with that escapee arm, is considered as though it touched the nevela and his tummy. No, it's not like a nevela, it's treifa shchuta. We discussed this many times. Now the question is, a more basic question, how did the Uber become tummy? You know, food only becomes tummy once you open the door to tumma, which is done by way of hechsher, by getting it wet. It has to have exposure to liquid. How in the world did the Uber inside have exposure to liquid? I mean, the mother outside did. There was shechita, there was blood. What about the Uber? It works out very well. I say it's one and the same body, one and the same entity. So once shechita is done on the mother, there's blood. And since the mother animal was exposed to the blood, so that affects the whole entity, including the Uber inside. That explains how it got hechsher. Got enabled for tumah bedama through the blood, the imei, which the mother came into contact with. It's all one and the same thing. Ela dedach, but according to you, the Uber is a separate entity. But my iskasher, who was the hechsher on the Uber? He wasn't exposed to the blood of the shechita. Only the mother was. Amalei, he says, b'shechita k'Rav Shimon. You're right. That mission is going like Rav Shimon, who says that it's not the blood per se that makes the mother susceptible to tumah. It's the act of shechita, the shechita experience, which has a transformative effect. It turns an animal into food. That completes the process and renders it complete, finished food product, which makes it open to tumah. Now, that will equally affect the Uber as well, because as we're learning all the time, the Uber is covered by the mother Shechita. It is as though it had already also experienced the Shechita with the mother, so the Shechita experience applies equally to the Uber, and it's open for Tumah. Esvei comes another kash, Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Shimon Malakish. I say it's two entities, you say it's one, right? The Braisa says, Avar ben Nahar. So the Ben Pekua, after he was extracted from the mother, after Shechita, he took a walk through the river. Hukshar, that makes him Hushal Kabo Tumah, because he got wet. Now, if he takes a walk in the cemetery, he becomes Tummy. Startling thing, and a live animal is Tummy, unbelievable. Hukbez Akvari, so walking to the cemetery, Nitma becomes Tummy. But you need exposure to liquid. Bishlem Lididi, Da Amina, Trigofaninu, works very well according to me, that the Ben Pekua and the mother are two separate entities, so the Ben Pekua needs its own Hukshar to pave its way for a tumor. Mishum hachi yuchshar in, that explains why. Only if it got its own hechsher, took a walk through the pool. Lai, in. Lai yuchshar lai, but otherwise, if it wasn't exposed to his own water exposure, no, there's no tumor. El didach, according to you, the Amrusu says, chad gufuhu, the Ben Peku and the mother are one and the same entity. Why bother taking a walk through the river? Chad gufuhu, ha'is kasha b'dam d'ime. Then Ben Peku receives hechsher through the mother, who was exposed to blood during the Shechita. We turn to the next page. B'Shechita Yiveshta. Okay, we're speaking about an unusual case where there was no blood by the Shechita. Okay, it happened. So there was no blood exposure. And in terms of the Shechita experience itself, like Rav Shimon, we're not going like Rav Shimon, that itself can make it Hechsher, in which case, there was no Hechsher on the mother or the Ben Pekua. And that's why the Braisa speaks about the Ben Pekua taking a walk through the river. Because only that gives it action. Okay, continue B'ezras Hashem tomorrow. And in a nutshell, we spoke about the Ben Shmoina, which has no Shechita. We spoke about a Ben Pekua discovered in the mother. If it's a Ben Shmoina, if it's even a Ben Tisha, but it's lifeless, it's covered by the mother. Ben Tisha Chai, oh, that's subject to Machlokes. It's going to remain, it needs its own Shechita, going to Rabbanu, it does not. We had a Shaila whether he shechted inside. What happens? According to the Rabban, just as it's covered in terms of Shechita, it's also covered in terms of Chalev, and somewhat in terms of Dam. We have a Shadu regarding using it for Pidyon, Petra, Chamer, Machlekes. And in a case where the mother animal became Tummy after the Shechita, whether it just automatically carries over to the Ben Pekua, or do we sort of consider like two separate entities, and it goes down a level, it comes from Rishon to Sheni. That also sort of links into the question whether the Ben Pekua needs its own Hechsher. We had a whole discussion about that as well. Okay, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.